JG 1. The Model of Being. It holds the key to the future of man. Number 1A.
Come to give a seminar, and the seminar is for you. Actually, it's therefore not my class. It's your class. It's really not even your class. It's our class. And then I got to thinking, it's not even our class, it's God's class. It's just been a terrific year for me, and I'm sure it has been for you too, to begin to touch that level of divine science, of divine principle love, where when one does touch divine science, of which the model of being is the textbook for that level, it's just awe-inspiring. One's life is totally changed. One isn't the same person any longer. The human ego goes out. Anything we feel we want to achieve goes out. Any outlining goes out. And we can see that God thinks us. That there is a plan of love that is thinking us. That whole question, is man the thinker or the thought of God, we will take tomorrow morning. Because love thinks us. The plan of love is guiding and leading us, as we will see when we take that 23rd Psalm together, where instead of the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's the divine love Mrs. Eddy shows us. She replaces the Lord with love in the 16th chapter of the Apocalypse and says, divine love is my shepherd, I shall not want. Divine love maketh me to lay down in green pastures. Divine love leadeth us beside the still waters. That the future is now. And what's so interesting is that they are asking now for people to come forward that can explain the new theory of causation. Instead of seeing that the past causes the now and then the future, that it's a linear development from the past to the future, in this new holistic, multidimensional, self-operative, self-organizing universe, it's non-linear. And the most important point of a non-linear universe, which we'll be talking about, and which the physicists and quantum physicists are talking about, is that the future is now. And Willis Harmon especially is someone who we'll be talking about many, many times. He is a head of the Institute of Noetic Science in California. Noetic means mind science. He also has been I believe it's an electrical engineer. And he has done a lot of work at the Stanford Research Institute in Stanford University. But being a head of the Institute of Noetic Science, he has set up as one of their projects, and it's an institute of mind research, which doesn't itself teach like we do a certain ism or ology or idea. They support all other groups who are doing various work into mind science. They'd even support us. Actually, I've met Willis Harmon, and he has Max's books, and he's from the Pacific Northwest, where I'm from, and he's, from what I understand, has been very friendly towards our work. Now, he has set up a group that are investigating this new theory of causation, and I don't know whether he's giving rewards, but they often give dollars for people to investigate it, and then come forth with papers, whatever, on what they are seeing, from the sense that a non-linear causation, how it is, and they know that the future determines it, the now, but what are the laws? How do you put them into equations? How do you model them? These are what they want to know. And so that's a big project. So here we have it in the model of being, that over and over this week we will see that those laws are what Willis Harmon and the people are asking for. They're asking for a model which will show them that the plan of love is now. The past is now, the future is now. So therefore, this class really, as the universe, as the earth, as all mankind, as we are an idea of God, and we're happening every moment out of divine origin. Every moment we're coming out of that divine principle, love's plan, new, fresh. That's the non-linear. It's not coming from a long past to the future. We're every moment coming out of a self-organized, a self-operating, non-linear universe, spontaneously out of divine origin, always new, always fresh, never repeating ourselves. So we have to get used to a new way of thinking. It's really a new birth. Instead of reasoning from effect to cause, Mrs. Eddy says we must reason from cause to effect, always from love to its idea. Never looking at the idea, trying to figure out what the future is going to be, but go out from the future to the now. And that's what Jesus did. He always thanked God for the healing before he did it, because he knew it was already done in being. That's, as we'll see in the model of being, that those laws of pre-established perfection are now. That it is done in being. Being is bringing out that which is already done in a new way, in another new way, in another new way. Our lives are complete. To God, to the God's eye view, to love, that plan of love, which is the all-in law, we are perfect. We are now just living out a wonderful adventure of the infinite avenues of perfection. And it's just a question of standpoint. Taking the God's eye view is just as practical to God as it seems practical to us to take the ungod-like view. That's very impractical, and more and more we're beginning to see that going out from the human system of reference, from limited thinking, from that narrow band of responding only to the electromagnetic spectrum of a very narrow band on that spectrum, that this is impractical. These laws of limitation are only now our choice. They aren't imposed by being itself. Do we want to stay within these laws of limitation when we now have the model of being, and we'll work with it this year, this week, to find out what they are, that we can go out from a new structure of consciousness. And that structure of consciousness is a non-linear consciousness, taking the end from the beginning, where we always know we're in a state of perfection. We never look to the right or to the left. We just stayed centered and seeing us how God sees us. How mind sees us, how spirit sees us, how soul sees us, how principle, life, truth, and love sees us. This is always coming forth from our divine origin. This is what Jesus did. Jesus always beheld in science the perfect man as God saw, as God, divine principle, love saw the man. She says, where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. Sinning mortal man kept seeing the sinning mortal. But this correct view that Jesus had of that man healed the sick, he demanded that man or woman, but using man in the generic term as Mrs. Eddy does, demanded that man to come forward into the view that Jesus had and behold. Just as Lazarus, as it says in the Gospel of John, was dead, and Max was very clear to say, he was dead. And it was up to Jesus to say, Lazarus, come forth out of your belief of life in and of matter, reasoning from effect to cause, that whole human system of reference. That's your choice. That's not God's choice. Come out of those laws of limitation and come to where I am, to the standpoint of perfection. He made Lazarus come forth to the standpoint of life in and of divine principle, love, here and now, and he was healed. Now, Jesus was a natural divine scientist, Mrs. Eddy said. To us born of the flesh, it must be a discovery. My goodness, we've been working together quite a while now with many of us, some of us are new, that through the model of being and its structure, we certainly now have the method in order to structure our consciousness so that we see that the structure of reality, what God is, and the structure of our consciousness are one and the same thing, and we come out from perfection. It's wonderful. So therefore, we will be looking at this as a scientific community. As I say, this is your or our subject this week as a seminar. And we want to redefine the definition of a scientific community rather than a lot of thinkers getting together, thinking out perhaps what is in store for us. We want to somehow get the atmosphere that we turn to that principal love, and we're letting principal love structure the class, letting principal love bring to us the adventure of the class, so it isn't a bunch of thinking that we are doing ourselves, that we're letting God think us, mind think us, spirit think us, soul, principal, life, truth, and love think us. And how we do that is really as an individual idea of God. We identify ourselves with God, and if some of you are familiar with the family law of Christianity, the law of love, that law shows first, as a scientific community, our responsibility is that we identify ourselves first with principal love, with God, and all that God implies, as we're learning as mind, spirit, soul, principal, life, truth, and love, operating as the word Christ, Christianity, and science on the various levels. That's our first duty in Christianity. Usually the false sense of Christianity is help the other person first. But in Christian Science, Mrs. Eddy, is very, very clear that the first thing is that we identify ourselves correctly with God. And in the practice chapter, it's always physician, heal thyself first before you heal another. Once we have identified ourselves with God, that's our responsibility, we then identify all others with God as ideas of God, as divine holograms of God, if you like, as we go on to define that term. Then we know that all others are identifying themselves first with God, and then they're identifying us with God. And we have that wonderful realm of reflection where we are identified with God, we identify all others with God, they're identifying themselves with God and all others and us with God, and we have this wonderful realm of love where the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, where the individual is serving the collective idea, where the individual is serving God. When we serve God, we serve all others. Do you see? We have to get ourselves right first. That's not selfish. That's self-identification. Take possession of our identity. Mrs. Eddy says in this book on Lessons of the Seventh Day, which was compiled by Richard Oakes, which I'll be talking about lately. But she says in here, one of the most important things is to take possession of one's identity. That is what's, if because we don't, all what we call spiritualism, the belief of reversal, and animal magnetism, the belief that that reversal has influence on our life, and mythology, the belief that that reversal can be a god, a goddess, or even the devil, that by our taking possession of our identity, that we are the heir of God, we are the child of God, and as a son of God, we take possession of all that God is, then in that way, we are fulfilling our responsibility, and by reflecting God, we reflect all others. It's easy, huh? We just have to watch after ourselves. That's our responsibility. And when we do that, God is then the center and circumference of being, the all in all. All right, so let's take a look then at our class outline. Here we will see that I'm following very closely what I sent out to you. Part one is going to be on the model of being, the theory of everything. Oh, the theory of everything that's quoted because I took it from the quantum physics, and they're looking for the grand unified field theory. I think we found it. I am so excited about this because, especially when we get to the question of principle in the sixth chapter, you take a look at what she says about the laws of gravity. Because you know, in the grand unified theory, they're trying to tie together the laws of gravity with the laws of electromagnetism. And by seeing what Mrs. Eddy says, this model of being is the GUT, the G-U-T, the grand unified field theory. There is no question about it. So the first part is an explanation that looks like the responsibility on me. Well, I would like to have perhaps this evening and tomorrow to do most of the talking, though certainly you have the chance to jump in at any time, and when we get on, I expect you to. But the explanation was something that I'd like to carry on the discussion. The major part, I have prepared for that role to set the platform for the class. Tonight, the subject is the science of the Christ idea, the divine algorithm of being, which we will be taking. Tomorrow, the subject on Monday is going to be the science of the Christ idea, the science of all sciences. You know how Max has shown us, and that's Max Kappler, to those who of you knew, who has come to the United States for over 20 years regularly, starting in 1967 on a regular basis, though he certainly was here in the late 40s and the early 60s, but on a regular basis for over 20 years, has with infinite patience drilled us in how to be ourselves a scientific community based on a divine principle love, but certainly taught us the method of science. He has said so clearly over the last years that the responsibility of our generation, that's the fourth generation, meaning that Mrs. Eddy was the first generation, John Dorley the second generation, Max Kappler himself the third generation in the direct line of spirit in the science of Christian science. But they mention a fourth generation. That fourth generation is our generation. And he said it's the responsibility of this generation to see that Christ science is the world. That this is the science of all sciences. And that it's the science that governs changes in the universe. And my word, when we see the explosion, and I mean the explosion in the world today, of the books in quantum physics and the holographic universe in et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, systems theory, what have you, being applied to every aspect of life, we'll see how it is just that there's only one science, and that is the science of God having its impact on the world through the Christ idea in its translation and retranslation. So by seeing then that Max has shown us that our responsibility is to see that the Christ idea is the science of all sciences, this will be tomorrow, and I'll be taking a look at first setting up how Max has shown us in a special way how man isn't a thinker, he's being thought of God according to the laws of God. And then taking a look through with the various concepts coming out in the sciences of today. We must drill ourselves in some of the language, some of the concepts in the self-organizing, non-linear universe that is upon us in concept everywhere. Then in the afternoon, we will be taking that sixth chapter in the textbook of Science, Theology, and Medicine. That chapter is at the point of the crisis you know in the textbook. The sixth chapter with its accent on Christ science. We here together then will take as the tone of principle in the textbook. Principle is mind, principle is spirit, principle is soul, principle is life, truth, and love. And seeing how Mrs. Eddy foresaw this explosion of the Christ idea in the universe, including the world, when she said, and the earth will help the woman. And she also said, when this century came, thou God crowned patient century, thine hour has come. She didn't want Christian, her work, to be, I was going to say Christian Science, it isn't even Christian Science, Divine Science, to be a religion. In no way. She brought it forth in an age when a religion was popular, but through knowing through every little word of Max Kapler's book on Christian government, I took it and ponder it, and as Mrs. Eddy said, eat this book, ponder it. I took 7 months just on that book alone before I gave a talk in Portland for 4 hours. I had to take 7 months into 4 hours. It wasn't easy, but I just lived with that subject of the manual of the Mother Church and its relationship to the textbook. And you see very clearly that Mrs. Eddy expected us to come out of, first of all, the physical church of the first degree, which she stopped anyhow and closed down. Then the second degree of organized church, which they made her start again, and she started with a suffer it to be so now attitude. But to come out of any sense of organization of the second degree of the human into the church universal and triumphant, into the science of all sciences, into the science universal, which has nothing to do with organization, has nothing to do with the Christian Science Church, it has nothing to do with the Kapler Institute, and it has nothing to do with the science of Christian Science. We even have to have the humility to realize this is the universe. We've been lucky to have this path, but this is here. And what we're lucky to see is that Mrs. Eddy was so unique in so far as she was listening to the next line after the Bible. And she was listening and could write for us a textbook for the 6,000 year period of truth in order to help us with science and health, with science and the healthy whole consciousness, to go forward out of the laws of limitation of organization and come into the church universal and triumphant, come into this science that governs changes. It's terrific, and this is what we'll take in the afternoon, concentrating on the principal tone, how this is a universal science that she gave us, having nothing to do with any sense of organization. Then Tuesday, and at this time we will begin our seminar workshop. So the major part of the week will be the workshop. And there we will culture our consciousness in the tonality of the model of being, a consciousness of the realm of love, the whole subject under the four levels of spiritual consciousness, of science, divine science, absolute Christian science, and Christian science. In the morning, we'll take a look at IDEA. You saw how I asked you to go over the references to IDEA in the textbook. Those will be taken Monday morning in its relationship to what they're seeing today, what is called the holographic universe. In the afternoon, we will look at the subject of the tones of the levels and the different questions we had on that in our study questionnaire and the survey. Then on Wednesday, we will begin our work with the word vertical in the morning on the law of interdependence in the word. In the afternoon, the law of interdependence in the word and its impact on world issues. Then on Thursday, we'll take a look at the Christ vertical as we have, and we'll work with the word. Friday, Christianity vertical. And Saturday, the science vertical. This is just a general guess I had to make. Whether we stay within those slots, it's hard to know. We may one day cover a lot of territory and move on. We may not and have to go into the next day. We will cover the whole subject during the week, but we may not be in that slot constantly, but we certainly will be within the general ballpark of it. Now, if we take a look, and I'd like to spend this evening building up just an atmosphere and attitude of the week. It's It's not even something you need to take notes on. As you can see, the subject is coming before us. I just wanted to have some fun with together. Just kind of putting out a few ideas. First of all, showing where the subject of the model of being appears in the long line of development. And I want to do this in a very quick manner. Most of you know the subject. Those of you who are new, well, we'll just have to come along with me. I know in this class there are those on different levels. Some of you are brand new, which really should be in my introductory class. Some of us are very advanced. So we'll just let it flow. I'm just going to give the subject and know that the divine mind translates it down to every situation.